to the Lovin' Show. My name is Shireen. Unfortunately, Casey is off sick today, but we are here with Rich, who's
going
to help me, you know, co-host and interview our lovely guest for today,
Lee Ryan.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Welcome, Lee.
So, Lee Ryan is the captain of the Adidas, I don't know how to pronounce it, I can never pronounce it right, but the Adidas Runners Dubai team.
Correct.
And he's also a five-time Guinness World Record holder, which we'll get to in a bit.
Wow.
So before we get to the Guinness World Records, because I'm very intrigued by this, I wanted to ask about the brief into how you came into sports, or did you always have a sports background? Like, how did this come about?
Where did it start?
Yeah.
Well, as a kid at school, I absolutely hated sport.
Oh.
Yeah, didn't enjoy sport, wasn't involved in team sports. But as I gradually got older, started to realise my dad was involved in sport in the British military. As I was growing up.
Were you into gaming or what type of kid?
No, I was a bit of a loner. Only child, rode my bike, enjoyed stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I never really got involved in football or team sports. Found my dad's weights in the garage at home and started to lift those as a teenage boy does. And then I naively entered my first marathon when I was 18.
Okay.
Wow.
The London Marathon.
Huge jump.
A huge jump. To my dad's dismay, even he said the same thing. He went, are you sure? And I naively put it in. Ran in inappropriate shoes, finished in like 4.5 hours.
Was it hard to get into then?
It was a luck of the draw. You put your name in the hat, and if you get it. And lucky enough, that was my dad's last marathon and my first marathon.
Oh,
so
wow,
there's a bit of a story there. But I wouldn't say it was a love affair when I finished that marathon. But eventually, my passion started to grow. I started to enjoy it. I started to find out that I was actually not too bad at it. And then that passion just grew from there, basically.
So it's always running since then, yeah?
Yeah.
So like on that note, you're now with Adidas as the captain. What is it that you guys actually do? Could you tell us a bit more about the running club? And
so Adidas Runners Dubai is obviously the Dubai-based crew of the global community, which is over 75 countries all over the world.
Amazing.
So 750,000 people involved in that global crew. And as we say, you join one, you join them all. So you have these shirts, you get gifted this shirt after a certain amount of runs you've earned, and it is your tag, it is your currency, it is your bragging rights when you go around the world. I've just come back from Germany now and met 70 other captains from around the world, and we just share ideas. We are just one big family that enjoys running. It's not about how quick you can run or how far you can run, it's just the enjoyment and just giving people a sense of purpose and belonging to be a part of something that's so big.
That's amazing.
Cool. The Guinness World Records, what are they? Five of them?
Five. So, right, to start from the beginning. So we've got burpees, so that's unrunning related.
Okay. Oh.
So that's against the grain now. So burpee related, 24 hour, most burpees in 24 hours.
No way, how many?
10,110 to be exact. It's quite a nice number, isn't it?
Did you sleep?
No. So that was about 23 hours.
Wow.
On knuckles as well, that's another story, because on knuckles, try not to injure wrists. The partner that I did it with, Eva Clark, who's based in Abu Dhabi, she did the female version of the records. I did the male. This is about 4 years ago, and we ended up raising like $50,000 for cancer charity,
wow,
which is insane. So I did the 24 hours, the 12 hours, and the 1 minute. I believe the 24 hours is still mine, but someone has broke the 12 and the 1 minute.
How did you prepare for that?
It literally was just do burpees and just gradually get your body used to that motion of going up and down, and get your body used to consuming food and fluids through that up and down motion.
Are burpees, that amount of burpees good for you? People say different things.
I can't imagine what you
burpees
did after.
Are good for you. Burpees is a love and hate relationship. I think everyone that goes to any gym in the world, everyone knows what a burpee is, but it gets the results that you put in, basically.
Okay.
But when you're asking someone to do 24 hours, people don't actually realize how long 24 hours is. People look at 24 hours, but they forget they sleep for 8 hours. Hopefully they sleep for 8 hours.
Yeah.
So they only see 16 hours of a day. But to ask someone to do something for 24 hours, that was potentially 11 a minute for 24 hours.
So when you were actually doing that record, you know, there's four more. But when you were doing that, did you have to do it continuously for 24 hours?
Guinness gives you that 24-hour window, and you can do what you want. Basically, I could have slept for 6 hours if I was confident enough to do it in whatever time frame I could. But I thought 24 hours is a long time. I'm going to get this out. We did it outside. We tagged it with the Autodrome 24-hour endurance race.
Wow.
Okay.
So we started as the cars started, and we finished as the cars finished as well. So we did the 12-hour, the 1 minute. And then the next world record was the fastest half marathon with a 20-kilo backpack.
Okay.
Wow.
So in the rest, I came a half marathon.
Okay.
And then the most recent one was last year. I broke the record for
what time was that?
1 hour, 32 minutes.
Okay, wow.
And then the fastest marathon pushing a double stroller. So both my daughters in a stroller in the Dubai Marathon last year. So that was 3 hours, 27 minutes. But I believe that's been broken also. But I've also seen that was a lady with triplets. Okay. Did it in 3 hours and 5 minutes.
Not during summer, impressive. I hope. Did you, was that then?
No, this was January. So the Dubai Marathon at the end of January.
Fair. Yeah.
And that's, is that 3 out of 5?
Yeah, where are the other
that's
two?
Four. That's four. So that's five. So I did the burpees in 24 hours, 12 hours, and 1 minute.
Stroller. Okay.
And then the stroller and then the backpack in Ras El Khaimah. So five at the moment, maybe some more.
We've seen that, we've written about you before when on National Day you drew a map of while you're running the route. So it's quite creative, the things you come up with. Is that something that you, is a theme?
Creative in my mind. Perhaps not in my wife's mind, creative. She will question, really, Lee, why this? I don't know, it's just something within me. It's, I've met a lot of people here. I understand the ups and downs people go through, and they need a lot of inspiration, especially going through the summers we spoke about before. They need a bit of get up and go, and they need to see people push themselves. But I don't want to push myself to show that I'm invincible, that it's easy for me.
Yeah.
I'll be very transparent through my social media when I speak to people, whatever it may be, that this is a challenge for me. I'm going to aim to do it. This is the reasons why. Hopefully people can get inspired and give them that little push, not to come level with me, but also just understand that if they want to get up and run around the house or run around the compound, that's their challenge. This is my challenge, whatever that transitions into theirs.
Yeah,
that's good enough.
Fair, because summer can be a little demotivating. So seeing
summer's a tough ride here, for sure.
So seeing that on all that you managed to accomplish on social media especially, it's like such a great way to spread the message for 100%. People to get up and do it as well.
And the community that train with you here in Dubai, they train throughout the summer as
we never stop, because life doesn't, it's one of those ones. When people take a day off, that's when people want to train, especially through Eid break and through Ramadan and stuff like that. But life goes on through the summer. We just need to downturn it, the conversation and the communication changes a little bit, more emphasis on the recovery and a different dynamic on why you're training. Obviously in those cooler months you can aim for those PBs, your body can adapt, your body can recover quite quick, but through the summer health comes first, but you still need to have that enjoyment, because people use that running as a mental release, as a stress release, or just as a general fitness to get up and out. It's not a time to stop, it's a time just to build that foundation and be proactive rather than reactive when it cools down.
How long have you been in Dubai?
12 years now.
And the running community, we see that you've made here home.
Yeah.
And it's a great running community. And you know, if you don't follow Lee, if you see all the activities that he does and Adidas Runners, it's pretty inspiring. You're always out there running. But I wanted to ask, you've run in many places around the world. Where's your favorite marathon, and where have you enjoyed running?
It's tough. It's one of the people always ask, what's my favorite race as well, as in achievement. But most of the time, a lot of my failures, the ones that haven't quite gone to plan, are the ones I'll reflect on the most.
Okay.
Because when you win, you tend to go, oh, done. But it's looking back on the failures where you've kept on going all the way through.
It's like you expect to win. And what's winning for you? Is it a PB or is it a different goal?
Winning is still being able to do it day in, day out. Getting up, just going for a run. I've just come back from the UK. Just going for a run outside is my win.
Yeah.
That's the passion that I have for the running scenario. But yeah, I enjoy the big challenges. I've done London Marathon 10 times.
Wow.
I was lucky enough to do the Boston a couple of years ago, and it was the coldest marathon ever. So that is a massive reflection in my head when I'm going through tough times now. I survived Boston.
You say lucky because it was cold, but also you have to qualify. It's hard to get
into. You have to qualify, you have to get there, the investment to go to train. But on the day, it was like minus 15.
No way.
Wow. People were collapsing hypothermia. It was like flash floods.
Wow.
It was really bad, to the point where I was questioning, I've got two daughters at home.
Yeah.
Do I need to carry on this? Do I need to be... but it was a matter of safety, comes down to it. But at the same time, Dubai Marathon.
Yeah.
We've started to, the community's called it the Adidas Runners Marathon now.
Yeah.
Because it's home, it's on your doorstep. It and gets so a bad rep sometimes, but just as a community to sit back and watch it, 15 to 20,000 people getting up to do some fitness, it's not a bad vision.
Yeah, amazing.
It's not a bad thing.
Amazing.
So on another note, actually, you mentioned that you've actually taken part in more than 40 marathons.
Correct, yes.
Probably
just
more.
Under 40 marathons, yeah.
Full marathons.
Yeah? Full marathons.
Yeah.
So what do you do in order to recover after having trained and, you know, participated in all of these? Like, what's your... routine? I mean, I wouldn't know the...
Lots of good food. Food, I do it for the food. No.
What do you say to people who say that pounding your joints and doing consecutive marathons?
Everything, there's an upside to everything, there's a downside to everything.
Mm. Like, yeah.
A few months ago, avocado was the superfood. Now avocado is bad for you. It's whatever works for you. And yes, you do get bad knees, and sometimes that comes down to inefficiency in the running or carrying a bit of weight or just something that's just the negative, the weakest link in the chain, basically. So recovery for me just comes down to stretching, some good food, and just trying to turn off. That's the biggest tough point is if it goes to plan, you're on a high and you want to keep pushing forward. And if it doesn't go to plan, you want to step back, you want to step off, but then I've got to go again. But people, the marathon's the easy part. And I don't mean to be arrogant with that. The marathon's the easy part. It's the 6 months of commitment mm-hmm. that you put in before that people forget. Mm. That's why the body's so tired at that finish line. That 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours is tough mentally and physically, but you neglect the travel, the investment, the stresses, the social outlay, the family stresses that you've had to commit to that goal. That's all built up, and you've just got to let your body just relax a tiny bit.
But in your schedule, in your routine each week, is there yoga, is there Pilates, is there massages?
There's rolling, foam rolling, there's lots of stretching, and that's a tough thing for me to keep doing. Mm. I know I need to do it, but my attention span, two little girls, a two-year-old and a four-year-old, as soon as daddy's on the floor stretching, it's piggyback rides, it's horsey rides, it's a climbing frame.
Yeah.
But yoga, and I've said before, we've got a fantastic yoga teacher, Nikki Rinks, with Adidas Runners. The best thing I've done for running is introducing yoga to my routine.
Okay.
It's just committing myself to that 1 hour a week or 2 hours a week of stretching and strength, but just releasing myself a bit from running.
Mm.
I love it, but sometimes I do need a break, and that's a key for everyone, just to turn that brain off for a while, let someone else tell you what to do, and just release that body for sure.
Okay.
So on that, actually, a side note, guys, we've got... We've got a top 10 best yoga spots in Dubai listicle that's gone up, so check that out, since you know you mentioned that. Yeah. This is one of the greatest forms of recovery.
I think Nikki was on it.
Really?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Nikki Rinks, she yeah. does platform as
I
well.
I think she did message. Oh, yes, yeah, she yeah, said yeah. thank you. Hi, shout out Nikki.
You could have done that more seamlessly. It was just,
I know, I wanted to do it in a more casual way, but yeah. It happens,
she said,
you know?
Read Shireen's articles. She puts a lot of effort in it.
Anyway.
You are a yoga fan, so you
I am a yoga fanatic, and so I think you guys should read that article. And also, he says it's a really great form of recovery to all the marathon runners, aspiring yeah. marathon runners. But to end this segment and move on to the next one, which will be okay. a very exciting one, I wanted to ask, what advice do you have to other aspiring marathon runners or anyone that's training at the moment for, you know, anything?
From that question, I want to remove the marathon runners
yep.
from that scenario. It's you don't
or
have
athletes
to be
in
yeah,
general.
Athletes in yeah. general. It's just keep it fun. Don't overthink it and just enjoy the process. Don't put yourself on that pedestal that may be too high. Don't put yourself on a pedestal that social media may push you towards, that you think you have to be accepted from this platform. I enjoy running. I enjoy a 20-minute run if I can get a 20-minute run in. Yes, I do challenge myself to these big goals, but keep it fun, keep it healthy. And if it means something to you, if your why is big enough, no one can ever question it, and you can never question
your
it
why.
Your why.
Love
why do you
that.
Do it?
Love it. That. So
great.
Now,
yeah.
Would you like to? Would you like me to? Okay.
Yeah, please.
We will introduce the next segment.
Okay.
My favorite part. It's called the "Tell Us What You Really Think" segment. But
okay.
we've also changed things up this week. Usually, we give you a word each, and then you give us a brief, quick response. But no, not today. Since Rich has joined,
no pressure.
So we will be giving out like a statement each, and you'll basically either, you know, say you agree with it or state
okay.
why you don't agree
with
it.
It's a bit provocative. We want to hear what you really think. So we're going to say something provocative and see what you think. You can agree or disagree.
So go ahead and start, Rich, with the first
okay.
one.
Running is boring.
No, false. Only boring people are boring.
Okay. Very good.
Very good. Dubai is home.
Fact. Home is where the heart is or where your friends and family are.
Love it. Okay. Coffee is just for Instagram.
Hell no.
This is great.
Coffee is for parents. Coffee is for parents, early mornings. But yeah, this, yeah. The first statement, but no, coffee's good. Coffee's
okay.
good for
running in the Dubai summer, like while it's summer in Dubai?
Possible. Nothing's impossible.
Adidas tagline.
Yeah, good. Seamless. See, that's how you get the seamless.
Amazing. Cheat days every day.
No.
No?
If you want a chocolate bar, have a chocolate bar. But just understand, if you've earned that chocolate bar, enjoy it. Enjoy every minute of that chocolate bar. Don't regret it. Otherwise, you'll be backpedaling all the way through. I don't mind a chocolate bar. I don't mind the old pizza. I'm not superhuman. I do this for fun.
Yeah.
I'm not a super athlete. As much as people put me on that pedestal, enjoy a pizza, enjoy a chocolate bar, guys. It's not that bad.
But it's not. I go for a run now. I'm going to the fridge.
Yeah, you don't run to earn your food. You can't out-exercise a bad diet, for sure.
Cool.
This one was Richard's, but Adidas have the best marathon shoe in the market.
Fact.
That's what you would think?
100%. Yeah. I wear...
Do you see it absolutely
poking.
No, I think it's interesting.
Yeah, the record books may say otherwise, but for me, from my standpoint, I enjoy them. I love them. I love the brand. I love the story that it entails. And it gives me goosebumps to think I'm a part of it. And it makes me feel good. So whatever you want to wear... Yes, I'm always going to be biased because I love the brand and I think it's the best running shoe. But if it works for you, it works for you. 100%.
Thanks.
Cool. Thanks, Shereen. Okay. Audio books are better than real books.
I'm a fan of a good old paperback. I'm a good at pages. I don't like Kindles. Yes, I enjoy a podcast just to get some knowledge bombs, whether it be TED Talks or something like that. But I just enjoy a good book and it's something that I'm trying to learn to do a bit more.
Okay, fair. Usain, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, Usain Bolt is the greatest athlete of all time.
True and false, depends.
Who's your hero?
Mo Farah, there's many. There's many things for different reasons, whether it be their stories, whether it be their achievements. But yeah, Usain Bolt is up there, that one of 1%.
Who did you look up to when you were 18, 19, 20?
19, I looked at Steven Gerrard, being a Liverpool fan, Zinedine Zidane. Mo Farah, Haile Gebrselassie, Jessica Innes, yeah.
Okay, amazing. Is it my one?
Yeah.
Okay, Instagram fame is real.
Hell no. No. No, okay. Living that Instagram life, whatever it may be, just be truthful, guys, because if you tell one story to one person and a different story to those people are going to meet one day, and it all comes crashing down.
Wise words indeed.
Perfect.
Wise words indeed.
Well, thanks very much, Lee.
Absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much for joining us. If you guys would like to know more about Lee and the Running Club and how to join and how to be part of the community, check him out. I'll actually link to his Instagram account, if that's fine with
that's
you,
perfect.
At the end of this live. It's @ Lee M. Ryan,
correct.
If I'm... Right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Good. Love that.
Good.
Okay, and that is it. Thank you again
so
much
for
joining us.
Thanks a lot, Lee. Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye.